Okay, so if you found it, let's listen to the word of God.
यदि तपाईले भेट्नु भएको छ भन्ने म आशा गर्दछु आउनुस् हामी यो खण्डलाई पाठ गर्नेछौ म यो खण्डलाई पाठ गर्नेछु तपाईहरुले आफ्नो बाइबलमा कृपया हेर्नु होला कलसी 2 अध्यायको 6 देखि यसको शीर्षकमा लेखेको छ ख्रीष्टको जीवनद्वारा छुटकारा यसकारण जसरी ख्रीष्टलाई तिमीहरुले ग्रहण गर्यौ त्यसरी नै उहाँमा जीवन बिताऊ धन्यवाद दिनमा प्रशस्त हुँदै तिमीहरुलाई शिक्षा दिनुभयो बमोजिम उहाँमा जरा गाडिएका र निर्माण भएका र विश्वासमा दरिला भएका हौ ध्यान दिऊ कि उहाँले दर्शनशास्त्र कसैले दर्शनशास्त्र र खोक्रो छलद्वारा तिमीहरुलाई शिकार नबनाओस् जो ख्रीष्टका अनुसार होइनन् तर मानिसको परम्परा र विश्वका आधारभूत सिद्धान्तहरूमाथि अडिएका हुन्छन् किनकि ख्रीष्टमा ईश्वरत्वको सारा पूर्णतामा शरीरमा बास गर्दछ र उहाँमा नै जीवनको परिपूर्णतामा तिमीहरू आइपुगेका छौ उहाँ नै समस्त शासन र अधिकारको शिर हुनुहुन्छ ख्रीष्टको खतनामा पापमय स्वभावको देहलाई त्यागेर हात बिना गरेको खतनाद्वारा उहाँमा तिमीहरूको खतना भएको थियो बप्तिस्मामा तिमीहरू उहाँसँग गाडिएका थियौ मरेकाहरूबाट उहाँलाई जीवित पार्नुहुने परमेश्वरको कार्यमा विश्वास राख्नाले यही बप्तिस्मामा तिमीहरू पनि उहाँसँगै जीवित पारियो तिमीहरू आफ्नो अपराध र शरीर अनुसार बेखतनामा मरेका थियौ तर परमेश्वरले हाम्रा सबै अपराध क्षमा गरिदिएर उहाँसँगै जीवित पार्नुभयो र हाम्रो विरुद्धमा मरेको रहेको तमसुक र त्यसका सबै कानुनी दाबीहरूलाई क्रुसमा किला ठोकी रद्द गरिदिनुभयो उहाँले प्रधानताहरू र शक्तिहरूलाई निशस्त्र पारी ती सबैले क्रुसमा विजय प्राप्त गर्नुभयो र तिनलाई खुल्लम खुल्ला तमासा बनाइदिनुभयो यस कारण खान र पिउनमा वा पूर्वको दिन वा औँसी वा सबात दिन मान्ने विषयमा कुनै मानिसले तिमीहरूलाई दोष नदेओस् यी चाहिँ आउने कुराका छाया मात्र हुन् तर वास्तविकता चाहिँ ख्रीष्टमा हुन्छ आफ्नै शरीरलाई शास्ति दिने कुरामा जिद्दी गरेर स्वर्गदूतहरूलाई पुज्न लाएर आफ्नो दर्शनमा अडिएर आफ्नो अभिलाषी मनले कारण बिनाको घमण्डले फुलिएर कसैले तिमीहरूलाई इनाम गुमाउने नतुल्याओस् यस्ताहरूले ख्रीष्ट अर्थात् शिरलाई समाति राख्दैनन् जसबाट पोषण पाए जोड्ने र ग्रन्थीहरूद्वारा एकसाथ गाँसिएर सारा शरीर परमेश्वरले दिनुभएको वृद्धि अनुसार बढ्दै जान्छ यदि संसारका आधारभूत सिद्धान्तहरू प्रति ख्रीष्टसँग तिमीहरू मरेका छौ भने यस संसारका जस्ता भई किन तिमीहरू बाँचिरहन्छौ नियमहरूका अघि किन झुक्छौ नसमात नचाख नछौ यी जम्मै कुराहरू व्यवहार गर्दा गर्दा नष्ट भएर जान्छन् यी कुराहरू मानिसहरूका आदेशहरू र सिद्धान्तहरूमा आधारित छन् उपासनालाई कष्टदायी बनाएर र आफैलाई हियाएर र शरीरलाई शास्ति दिएर तिनीहरूले बुद्धिको स्वाग त पार्छन् तर शरीरका अभिलाषाहरूलाई काबुमा ल्याउन यी कुराहरू कुनै मूल्यका हुँदैनन्
All right, let's pray one more time and ask the Lord to help us.
आउनुस् हामी एकसमय प्रार्थना गरौँ हामी प्रभुमा सहायता मागौँ.
Father, we thank you for your holy word that you've given us.
पिता परमेश्वर हामी तपाईलाई तपाईको पवित्र वचन दिनुभएको निम्ति धन्यवाद दिन्छौँ.
God, we pray that you would help us behold Christ this morning.
पिता हामीलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस् कि सबै खण्डहरूबाट ख्रीष्टलाई प्रचार गर्नको निम्ति
Lord, would you help me in my weakness to proclaim Christ?
हेबिदा मेरो कमजोरीमा पनि मलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस् कि ख्रीष्टले प्रचार गर्नको निम्ति.
God, would you help us to see Jesus and be transformed by him?
हेबिदा हामीलाई ख्रीष्ट देख्नको निम्ति सहायता गर्नुहोस् र हाम्रो हृदयहरूलाई अझै ख्रीष्टतिर खिच्नुहोस्.
Help us to realize all that you've given us in him.
ख्रीष्टमा तपाईले दिनुभएको सबै कुराहरू महसुस गर्नलाई हामीलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस्.
We pray that your spirit would open our hearts and our minds now.
हामी प्रार्थना गर्छौँ तपाईँकै आत्माले हाम्रा हृदय र हाम्रा मस्तिष्कहरूलाई खोलिदिनु भएको होस्
येशू ख्रीष्टको नाममा
आमेन येशू ख्रीष्टको नाममा आमेन
All right. Well, it's a great joy to look this morning with you at this passage.
तपाईँहरूसँग यो खण्डलाई हेर्न पाउँदा म एकदमै आनन्दित भएको छु
The apostle Paul had never met many of the believers in Colossae.
प्रेरित पावलले यहाँ कलसीमा भएका धेरै विश्वासीहरूलाई कहिले पनि भेटेका थिएनन्
And yet his heart was burdened, his heart was full of care for those people.
तर पनि यद्यपि पावलले ती विश्वासीहरूलाई नभेटे पनि ती विश्वासीहरूप्रति उनको हृदय एकदमै नजिक थियो
Earlier in chapter 1 he said, I want to warn and teach all of you that you might be mature in Christ.
हामीले यही पुस्तकको पहिलो अध्यायमा हेर्छौँ भने पावल यसरी भन्छ, म तिमीहरूसँग हुन चाहन्छु र तिमीहरूले अझै पनि परिपक्व हुनको निम्ति म सिकाउन चाहन्छु.
And that's my hope for the message this morning.
र त्यही नै आज मेरो आशा छ यस आजको बिहानीमा पनि.
That all of us would be warned, that we would be instructed, that we would see Christ more clearly this morning.
यस बिहानीमा म यही आशा गर्दछु, यही कि हामी पनि यही वचनबाट कि अझै ख्रीष्टलाई नजिकबाट देख्न र चिन्न सकौँ.
The gospel had gone to the Colossians in this area and was bearing much fruit.
र कलसीमा चाहिँ सुसमाचार पुगिसकेको थियो र सुसमाचारका फलहरू त्यहाँ फलिरहेका थिए.
But there was some danger of false teaching coming into the church and leading the believers away.
तर पनि ती मण्डली भित्र धेरै झुटा शिक्षाहरू आइरहेका थिए र सुसमाचारबाट उनीहरूलाई बङ्गाइरहेका थिए.
So I want to start with an example of a situation here in Nepal many years ago.
म यहाँ नेपालको विगतका केही एउटा उदाहरणले लिएर म सुरु गर्न चाहन्छु.
So does everybody know what a goiter is? A goiter that grows on your neck?
के तपाईँ कोहीलाई थाहा छ यो गाँड हुनुहुन्छ नि होइन त्यही हो गला गाँड.
So a long time ago in Nepal, 50 years ago, goiter was very, very common problem.
नेपालमा विगत केही वर्ष पहिले चाहिँ हाम्रो त्यो गला गाँड आउने समस्या चाहिँ नेपालमा धेरै थियो.
It was so common that people in the north used to think it was a sign of beauty if you had one.
यो चाहिँ
Does that make sense? Okay.
त्यो चाहिँ एउटा एक एक समूहले चाहिँ त्यो एक क्षेत्रमा चाहिँ यो चाहिँ एउटा सुन्दरताको यो चिन्ह हो प्रतीक हो भनेर पनि यसरी बुझ्थे.
And yet the reason that goiters come is a very simple problem. There's a simple reason for why people get them.
जब त्यो समस्या त्यो गलागाँड आउँथ्यो त्यो चाहिँ मानिसहरूले चाहिँ एउटा साधारण हो भनेर मानिलिन्थे.
Now I want you to imagine if you had a goiter growing, something growing on your neck, and maybe you're thinking, how do I fix this? How do I get rid of this?
म तपाईँहरूलाई यो हुन्छ नि कल्पना गर्नुहोस् भन्छु, यदि तपाईँहरूको घाँडीमा त्यस्तै गल्लागाँडा आयो भने तपाईँले सोच्नु यसले कसरी म यसको समाधान गर्छु भनेर सोच्नुहुन्छ.
You can imagine 50 years ago in Nepal, people maybe thought they need to do many things to solve this problem.
50 barsha agadi Nepal ka ti galagand aune samasya bhayeka manishale socha yo le kasari aba samadhan garne bhanne sochdai hola.
So maybe they're thinking an evil spirit came from somebody. Somebody put a spell and now they're having this growth.
Unihale pani sochhale ki aba chha tyo dushta atma kahi bata aayo tes karan yo ma samasya bhairheko chha.
And so they might try many things. They might offer a sacrifice.
उनीहरूले त्यो निको हुनको निम्ति धेरै प्रयास गरे, त्यसकारण उनीहरूले धेरै बलिहरू पनि चढाए.
They might try to find any kind of medicine they can find to get a cure and try many different practices.
उहाँहरूले त्यो निको हुनको निम्ति उनीहरूले सकेको आफ्नो बलबुत्ताले भएसम्मको औषधि पान पनि गर्थे.
The whole time that they'd be looking for all these outside solutions, the answer is really quite simple.
उनले जहिले पनि बाहिरको कुराहरू जुन समाधानको निम्ति बाहिरको कुराहरू मात्रै खोजिरहन्थे, तर यो अलिकति सजिलै थियो.
You see, the goiters grow not because of some spiritual problem or health problem.
त्यो गलागाँड चाहिँ कुनै पनि हुन्छ नि दुष्ट आत्माबाट होइन.
But because of a lack of iodine, a common mineral found in salt.
जुन त्यो जुन चाहिँ समस्या चाहिँ किन भन्दाखेरि जुन आयोडिनको कमीको कारण आउने हो.
So that salt, that iodine, is found in salt all over the world. Salt that has that mineral, iodine, is found all over the world.
जुन त्यो नुनमा पाउने आयोडिन कुरा चाहिँ जहीँ तहीँ पनि विश्वभरि नै पाउने कुरा हो.
It's common table salt we put on our food.
जुन चाहिँ यो चाहिँ नर्मल छ, हामी हाम्रो खानामा लगाएर खान्छौँ.
But in many places in Nepal, the salt doesn't have that mineral.
र नेपालको ती धेरै क्षेत्रहरूमा चाहिँ त्यो जुन आयोडिन पाउने कुराहरू पाउँदैन थियो.
Now imagine if you went to the village and you knew the solution, you knew how to help them get rid of their goiters.
अब तपाईँ एउटा त्यो गाउँमा जानुभयो र त्यो गलागाँडले कसरी निको पार्ने भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ तपाईँलाई त्यो ज्ञान छ.
You say, just eat some salt, just eat this simple salt on your food and you'll be cured, you'll be healed.
तपाईँले उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ कि यो एउटा सामान्य यो नुन खानुहोस्, त्यस कारण यो तपाईँको गलागाँड निको हुनेछ भन्नुहुन्छ.
And so they had this major problem, but the solution was right in front of them, something as simple as salt.
उनीहरूसँग त्यो गलगाँडको एकदमै ठुलो समस्या थियो तर त्यहाँ त्यसको समाधान पनि सहजै थियो त्यहीँ अगाडि एउटा आयोडिन नुन खायो भने त्यसको समाधान त्यहीँ थियो
And in the church of Colossae, something similar was happening. Believers were experiencing problems and challenges in their life. And they began looking outside of Christ. They began looking to other teaching and other spiritual power to help them.
तर ती समस्याको समाधान गर्नको निम्ति उनीहरूले ख्रिस्टमा हेर्नको साटो बाहिर कुराहरूलाई हेरिरहेको थिए जुन समाधान पाउनको निम्ति
And so Paul's whole point in this passage is you don't have to look outside for a solution.
पाउलले यो खण्डमा चाहिँ यसरी यसको उत्तर दिनुहुन्छ कि तिमीहरूले त्यो समस्याको समाधान पाउनको निम्ति बाहिर होइन तिमीहरूले ख्रिस्टमा हेर्नुपर्छ भन्ने कुरा बताउनुहुन्छ
To experience Christian growth and spiritual health, you don't need to look anywhere except to Christ.
हामी क्रिस्चियनले हाम्रो आत्मिक वृद्धिको निम्ति तपाईं र मैले अरु कुरालाई हैन क्रिस्टलाई हामीले हेर्नु पर्छ.
Paul is saying you have everything you need already in Jesus.
तपाईंलाई चाहिने सबै कुरा चाहिँ अब क्रिस्टमा छ भनेर पावलले यहाँ बताउनुहुन्छ.
And so the heart of this passage, the point, his goal is that people would look to Christ.
र पाउलले यो खण्डको मुख्य भाव नै उहाँले हुन्छ कि सबै कुरा चाहिँ अब ख्रिस्टमा छ भन्ने नै उहाँले देखाउन खोज्नु भएको.
And what we're going to see this morning is Paul is going to tell us don't be taken captive by empty philosophy.
र पाउलले यहाँ चाहिँ मुख्य कुरा यही भन्न खोज्दै हुन्छ कि यो खण्डबाट जुन एउटा खोक्रो सिद्धान्तहरूबाट दर्शनशास्त्रहरूबाट तिमीहरू त्यसको दासत्वमा नपर भनेर सिकाउनुहुन्छ.
But hold fast to Christ by faith.
विश्वासद्वारा ख्रीष्टमा रहिरहनुहोस्.
So don't be taken captive by false, empty philosophy, but hold fast to Christ in faith.
खोक्रो सिद्धान्तले को दासत्वमा नपर्नुहोस् तर विश्वासद्वारा ख्रीष्टमा रहिरहनुहोस्.
Now, Paul is like a good doctor to the Colossian church.
कलोसीको मण्डलीहरुको निम्ति पाउल चाहिँ एक असल चिकित्सक जस्तै हुन्.
He sees this problem that they have. He makes this diagnosis in their life.
र पाउलले उनीहरुको समस्या देख्छन् र त्यसको समाधानको निम्ति पनि उनले यहाँ बताउँछन्.
And so I want to look at just two points. First, we see the problem in the Colossian church.
र हामी यहाँ दुईटा कुरा हेर्नेछौं. पहिलो चाहिँ कलोसीमा भएको मण्डलीको समस्या.
And then Paul is going to give the prescription.
र त्यसको अब समाधान के हो त भन्ने कुरा पाउलले बताउँछन् त्यही कुरा हामी दोस्रोमा हेर्नेछौं.
So first, let's look at the problem. What was the problem coming into the Colossian church?
यस कलोसीको मण्डलीमा आइरहेको समस्या चाहिँ के थियो भन्ने कुरा हामी पहिलो बुँदामा हामी आज हेर्नेछौँ.
We see this in verse 8. Paul says, "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit."
र समस्या चाहिँ हामी यो कलोसी 2 अध्यायको 8 पदमा पाउँछौँ र पावल यसरी भन्नुहुन्छ ध्यान दियो कि कसैले दर्शनशास्त्र र खोक्रो छलद्वारा तिमीहरूलाई सिकार नबनाओस् जो ख्रिस्ट अनुसार होइन तर मानिसको परम्परा र विश्वकालको सिद्धान्तहरूमाथि अडिएका छन्
So Paul is warning the believers don't be taken captive don't be taken like slaves to these teachers
र पावलले चाहिँ यहाँ विश्वासीहरूलाई यही चुनौती दिँदै हुनुहुन्छ कि यो खोक्रो सिद्धान्तहरूद्वारा तिमीहरू त्यसको अधीनमा नपर
And he describes the teaching here as a philosophy.
उहाँले यो भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ कि यहाँ दर्शनशास्त्र भनेर उहाँले बताउँदै हुनुहुन्छ
Now this is different than the way we might think of philosophy in general.
सायद हामीले यो दर्शनशास्त्र अहिले हामीले साधारण रूपमा बुझ्ने दर्शनशास्त्र भन्दा यो दर्शनशास्त्र फरक थियो
maybe you've heard of some ancient philosophers like Aristotle or Plato people like this
सायद तपाईले ती प्राचीन ती प्लेटोहरुको केति दर्शनशास्त्रहरु अरुहरुको दर्शनशास्त्रहरु पनि तपाईले सुन्नु भएको होला
people that try to make sense of the world and use reason and thinking
र उनीहरुले चाहिँ संसारका कुराहरुलाई प्रयोग गरेर तर्क वितर्क गर्ने प्रयास गर्छन्
that's not what Paul is talking about here
तर त्यस्तो किसिमको दर्शनशास्त्रको यहाँ पावलले कुरा गरिराख्नु भएको छैन
Rather, he's talking about a teaching that a teacher or a group is bringing into the church that is twisting what it means to be a Christian.
र यहाँ पावलले चाहिँ यो कुरा गरिरहनु भएको छ कि मानिसहरूले बाहिरबाट यस्तो शिक्षा लिइरहेका थिए जुन कुराले चाहिँ सुसमाचारलाई बङ्गाइदिन्थे.
So what was this teaching? What was this philosophy?
यो दर्शनशास्त्र चाहिँ के थियो त?
Well, we don't know a lot about it. There's not a lot of details in the book of Colossians.
र यसको धेरै विस्तृत रूपमा त हामी धेरै कुरा पाउँदैनौ.
But we do get some understanding if we look down at verse 16.
जब हामी पद 16मा हेर्छौ भने केही कुरा चाहिँ हामी पाउन सक्छौ.
So Paul begins to describe what they are to avoid.
पावलले यहाँ यसरी बताउनुहुन्छ के कुरा उनीहरूले त्याग्नु पर्छ.
And there he says, let no one judge you on the basis of food or drink or festivals or new moons or Sabbaths.
पद 16लाई हेर्नुस् त. यसकारण खाना र पिउनमा वा पर्वको दिन वा औँसी वा सबात दिन मान्ने विषयमा कुनै मानिसले तिमीहरूलाई दोष नदेओस्.
Now all of these elements were Jewish in nature. We see the Sabbath, we see festivals. These are Jewish teachings from the Old Testament.
जब हामी यहाँ अहिले सोह्र पदमा भनिएका सबै कुराहरूलाई हेर्छौँ भने यो चाहिँ पुरानो नियममा हामी पाउँछौँ कि यहुदीहरूको सबै उनीहरूको प्रभावहरूसँग यो जोडिएको कुरा हामी पाउँछौँ.
And we know most of the Christians in Colossae were Gentile Christians. They were not Jewish believers.
हामी कलसीकुमा भएको धेरै विश्वासीहरू चाहिँ यहुदीहरू थिएनन्, उनीहरू चाहिँ अन्य जाति विश्वासीहरू थिए.
But there was a group of people coming into churches like they did in the Galatians and in the Colossians and saying, yeah, there's, I'll let you do that, sorry.
त्यहाँ यस्तो अर्को समूहका मानिसहरू पनि थिए जुन चाहिँ अरू मण्डलीहरूमा आए जस्तै यहाँ कलसीको मण्डलीमा पनि उनीहरू आइरहेका छन्.
And these teachers would say, that's great, that's good that you have Christ, that you've believed in Jesus.
र उनीहरूले भनेछ हो तपाईहरु क्रिस्टमा हुनुहुन्छ, क्रिस्टले पक्रिनु भएछ, त्यो एकदमै असल कुरा हो, राम्रो कुरा हो भनेर भनिरहेका छन्.
But if you really want to be spiritual, if you really want to be close to God, you need to follow some of the Old Testament commandments.
उनीहरूले चाहिँ अब त्यति मात्र भने कि अब तपाई साच्चिकै वास्तवमै साँचो क्रिस्चियन हुनुहुन्छ भने तपाईले पुरानो नियमका के कुराहरू अझै तपाईले पक्रिनु पर्छ, त्यो आज्ञा पालन गर्नुपर्छ भनिरहेका छन्.
Some were teaching you need to get circumcised.
चाहिँ तपाईले खतना गर्नुपर्छ.
Others were teaching you need to keep the Jewish festivals and days and do all of that to be more spiritual.
र उनीहरूले पनि सिकाइरहे थिए कि तपाईले अब यहुदीहरूले मनाएको पर्वहरूलाई पनि मनाइराख्नु पर्छ कि तपाई एक साँचो क्रिस्चियन हुनको निम्ति.
And notice what Paul says in verse 17.
अब पद 17मा हेर्नुस् न पावलले यहाँ के भन्नुहुन्छ.
He says all of those things were just a shadow, but Christ is the substance.
17 पदले हेर्नुस् त पावलले यसरी भन्छ, यी चाहिँ आउने कुराका छाया मात्र हुन्, तर वास्तविकता चाहिँ ख्रीष्टमा हुन्छ.
So Paul is saying that we now that Christ has come, we don't need to obey the Old Testament commandments.
र यहाँ पावलले भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ कि ख्रीष्ट आइसक्नु भएको छ, त्यसकारण यहाँ माथि बताउनु भएको जुन पुरानो नियमका ती खतनाका कुराहरू, ती पर्वका कुराहरू अब हामीले यो मान्नु आवश्यक छैन भनेर भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
Yes, we need to obey God's moral commandments to be holy, to do good, to love God.
वास्तवमा हामीले नैतिक रूपमा असल हुनको निम्ति परमेश्वरले दिनुभएको उहाँको आज्ञाहरू हामीले मान्नुपर्छ.
But the old Jewish cultural customs we no longer have to follow.
तर पनि जुन यहुदीहरूले मानिरहेको उनीहरूको परम्परा थियो त्यो हामीले मान्नु आवश्यक छैन.
They all pointed to Christ.
किनकि ती सबै पर्वहरूले चाहिँ ख्रीष्टतिर देखाइरहेको थियो.
And so these teachers were doing a form of legalism.
र यो सबै शिक्षाले चाहिँ एउटा नीतिवादतिर डोराइरहेको छ.
That is they're adding to the word of God what we see what it means to be a Christian.
किनभने उनीहरूले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचनमा केही कुराहरू थपिरहेका छन् कि साँचो क्रिस्चियन हुनको निम्ति के गर्नुपर्छ भन्ने विषयमा केही अरू शिक्षाहरू थपिरहेका छन्.
Yes, there are commandments in the New Testament that we must follow.
हो त्यहाँ नयाँ नियममा केही आज्ञाहरू छ जुन हामीले पालना गर्नुपर्छ.
But any teaching that adds to God's word and says you need to do this if you really want to be spiritual is legalism.
तर जब हामी त्यहाँ वचनमा केही कुरा अरू थप्छौँ ताकि अझै हामी असल क्रिस्चियन विश्वासी हुन सकौँ भनेर त्यहाँ थप्छौँ भने यसले चाहिँ नीतिवादमा डोर्याउँछ.
And this kind of practice can happen today in the church.
र यस्तो प्रकारको अभ्यास आज पनि चर्चहरुमा हुन सक्छ.
I imagine there's not many Jewish people here trying to teach churches in Nepal to follow Jewish practices.
मलाई यो थाहा छ कि यहाँ नेपालमा धेरै यहुदीहरू छैनन् ताकि यस्ता गलत प्रचारहरू विश्वासीहरू कहाँ पुर्याउनलाई.
But for many coming out of a Hindu or Buddhist background, we can bring those kinds of things into the church.
तर हामी हाम्रो पृष्ठभूमि हामी कति अरू हिन्दू धर्मावलम्बीहरू अथवा अरू अरू पहिला मान्नेबाट हाम्रो त्यो पृष्ठभूमिले गर्दाखेरि आज परमेश्वरको वचनलाई हामी त्यतैतिर कतिपल्ट अभ्यास गर्न पुग्छौँ.
Someone might have said, I come to Christ, I believe in Jesus, I'm following him.
कसैले भन्न सक्छ म ख्रिस्टमा आएको छु, मैले ख्रिस्टलाई पछ्याइरहेको छु.
But when something happens in their life, they get sick or they have a problem.
तर उहाँको जीवनमा केही बिरामीपन अथवा केही समस्या आइपऱ्यो भने
they go back to their old Hindu practices, trying to get power, trying to get help. So adding that with Christ.
र उनीहरूले फेरि जुन पहिलो पृष्ठभूमि थियो फेरि उतै फर्किन्छन् र केही कुरा त्यही चङ्गाइ पाउनको निम्ति या त असल हुनको निम्ति फेरि त्यही अभ्यास गर्छन्.
But it's not just adding from our former religion to Christ.
तर यो चाहिँ होइन कि हामीले आफ्नो पृष्ठभूमि पहिला हामीले विश्वास गरेको कुराहरूलाई ख्रिस्टमा हामीले थपिरहेका होइनौँ.
Even in the church we can create traditions that we hold to that aren't biblical.
तर त्यति मात्र हामी चर्चभित्र पनि त्यसै गरी कति कुराहरू बाइबलभन्दा परको कुराहरू हामी थप्न सक्छौँ.
We can say people have to dress a certain way, they have to practice certain festivals or days that make us more spiritual and close to God.
सायद हामी चर्चभित्र पनि कुनै यस्तो यस्तो कार्यक्रममा असल ड्रेसहरू लगाउनुपर्छ ताकि त्यो कुराहरूले चाहिँ ख्रिस्टमा अझै हामीलाई नजिक पुर्याइदिन्छ.
Some churches teach you can't drink certain things and you can't do certain practices.
कति चर्चहरूले पनि सिकिन्छ तपाईले कति कुराहरू गर्न सक्नु हुँदैन, कति कुराहरू तपाईको निम्ति प्रतिबन्ध छ.
And again we have to obey the word of God. We do live holy lives according to scripture.
हामीले परमेश्वरको वचनको आज्ञा पालन गर्नै पर्छ उहाँले दिनु भएको आज्ञाहरु पवित्रतामा वृद्धि हुनको निम्ति.
But anything that's in addition to scripture we want to reject.
तर यदि कसैले केही कुरा परमेश्वरको वचनमा थप्यो भने हामी त्यसलाई चाहिँ के गर्छौँ, इन्कार गर्छौँ.
Because we have everything we need in Christ.
किनकि हामीले चाहिने हरेक कुरा चाहिँ ख्रिस्टमा दिएको छ.
There was this Jewish element of teaching in Colossae, but there was also other aspects.
त्यहाँ कलोसीको मण्डलीमा यहुदीहरूको परम्पराका केही कुराहरू सिकाइरहेका थिए, तर त्यहाँ अर्को कुरा पनि अझै छ यस चर्चमा.
We see this in verse 18.
र यो चाहिँ हामी पद 18मा देख्छौँ.
Paul says, "Let no one disqualify you, insisting on the worship of angels and going into detail about visions."
यहाँ पद 18मा आफ्नै शरीरलाई शास्ति दिने कुरामा जिद्दी गरेर स्वर्गदूतलाई पुज्न लाएर आफ्नो दर्शनमा अडिएर आफ्नो अभिलाषी मनले कारण बिनाको घमण्डले फुलिएर कसैले तिमीलाई इनाम गुमाउने नतुल्याओस्.
So many of the believers in the church of Colossae were formerly pagan worshipers. They came out of pagan worship.
कति कलोसीका धेरै विश्वासीहरू जस्तो थिए कि जसले चाहिँ प्रकृति पूजकहरू थिए.
And they had a practice of worshiping angels and seeking out visions. They had a practice of worshiping angels and seeking out spiritual visions.
उनीहरूले चाहिँ स्वर्गदूतहरूको पूजा गर्थे अनि उनीहरूले चाहिँ दर्शनहरूमा विश्वास गर्थे.
So they would often have prayers written on amulets, on jewelry that they would wear.
र उनीहरूले चाहिँ कति चाहिँ ती लेखिएका प्रार्थनाहरू लगाउँथे.
And they felt like that gave them spiritual power and closeness to God.
र उनीहरूले यो विश्वास गर्थे कि त्यसले चाहिँ हामीलाई आत्मिक शक्ति दिन्छ र यसले चाहिँ अझै परमेश्वरसँग हामीले नजिकमा पुर्याउँछ.
And the more incredible experience you had, the greater your vision, the more spiritual and closer you were to God.
जब तपाईले अलिक भिन्नै महसुस गर्दै जानुहुन्छ, जति नजिक हुनुहुन्छ त्यसले चाहिँ तपाईले अझै परमेश्वरसँग नजिक पुर्याइरहेको तपाईले बुझ्नुहुन्छ.
And notice what Paul says there in verse 18. He says they're puffed up by their sensuous mind.
तर यहाँ पावलले पद 18 मा हेर्नुस् न उहाँले के भन्नुहुन्छ, आफ्नो अभिलाषी मनले कारण बिनाको घमण्डले फुलिएर.
So they're driven by pride. How can I have a greater spiritual experience than the next person?
तर उनीहरूले चाहिँ एउटा यस्तो घमण्ड थियो कि कसरी हामी आत्मिक रूपमा अर्को भन्दा अझै त्यो असल तरिकाले त्यो महसुस गर्न सक्छौँ भन्ने उनीहरूमा घमण्ड थियो.
The Colossians lived in fear of spirits that they thought controlled everything around them, and so they were seeking this spiritual power. And again, this is something that not only happened in Colossae, but it happens today. I remember one time I was in the U.S. Sharing the gospel in a city.
And
I began to talk about Jesus with a man outside of a coffee shop.
Coffee shop को बाहर अपनी एक जना व्यक्ति संग मौ क्रिस इश्यू को बारे में कुरा करना था ले.
And this man started to describe to me a vision that he had had.
त्यो व्यक्ति ले जे उसंग भाई को दर्शन को बारे में उहाँ ले बताऊना था ले.
He started telling me about how he had seen angels and he had great spiritual power because of this vision.
र उसले त्यो दर्शन पाए को कारण उसले त्यो शक्तिहरू कसरी पाए रहेको छ भन्ने कुरा उहाँ ले बताई रहेको थियो.
And I had recently read Colossians chapter 2. So I opened my Bible and I read this passage to him.
And
the man became very angry. He became very agitated. He actually took his whole cup of coffee and he threw it on me. And I was very shocked. I was surprised. But that's what Paul is saying here, that people like that are puffed up. They're full of pride. You see, this man wasn't taken and fixed upon the beauty of Christ. The man that I encountered wasn't focused on Christ.
He
was focused on his own experience, his own vision, his own
experience.
And again, this kind of teaching gets spread and can influence the church today. Maybe you've heard stories of near-death experiences where somebody dies and goes off to heaven. And they go there and they learn all these secret things about what life after death will be like. And people get very excited about that. Oh, this is interesting. But they're not focused on Christ and what he has done for us. They're not lifting up Jesus and our salvation in him. They're focused on their own experience. And we can be taken captive. We can think that's more interesting than Christ.
And
Paul is saying, don't be taken captive. The other aspect we see, the third aspect we see of this teaching in Colossae is in verse 20 to 23.
Yeah, I mean, or go box seven bonsoir. Yeah, 20
to 23, chapter 2.
Bistik, yeah, me, taste mammy bonsoir.
Actually, just read 21 to 23, yeah.
I mean, ekas diki pardon, so ekas diki taste some more. No samata, no taka, no cho, is a my kura rube, hard garda garda, nostra by resanson. Ikura rumani, shuruka adisuru, residant or ma adarison. उपासनालाई कष्टदायी बनाएर र आफैलाई हियाएर र शरीरलाई शास्ति दिएर तिनीहरूले बुद्धिको स्वागत स्वान्त पार्छन् तर शरीरको अभिलाषालाई काबुमा ल्याउन यी कुराहरू कुनै मूल्यका हुँदैनन्.
Okay, so the other aspect of this teaching is asceticism. It's a harsh treatment of the body. So it's making rules to say, I need to treat myself harshly to try to stop sin in my life.
And
so this might be saying, I'm going to do an extremely long fast and not eat anything for a long time. This might look like I'm going to sleep on the hard floor so that, you know, I make myself suffer and I'll get more spiritual power. Here in Nepal, of course, there are sadhus and gurus that live this kind of life.
And
they're doing all of these external things that look very hard, very difficult. And the hope is that practice, that harsh treatment, will get them closer to God. But look what Paul says in verse 23. Paul says these have an appearance of wisdom, but they have no power. So these people might look very spiritual on the outside, but their hearts are full of sin and they're far from God. And again, this sort of thing can influence us in the church. This kind of thinking can come into the church. People can boast of how long they've fasted and how they're getting more spiritual power. We can think that if we spend more time in church inside a building, that somehow we get more and more power, spiritual power with God. You see, the Colossians were being tempted to look to all these outside things for wisdom, for knowledge, and for growth.
And
Paul is saying, don't look outside, look to Christ. There's a great danger in looking to all these other things other than Christ. What is the danger of looking to these things? Paul tells us in verse 8 behind this teaching are spiritual powers. Behind this philosophy are spirits looking to deceive you away from Christ. All human tradition, all man-made philosophy, not based on Christ, is from Satan. It's from evil spirits. These aren't just neutral religious practices that have no power. These are designed to deceive you. These are designed to take you captive.
You would say,
And you will be taken as a prisoner of war if you search after these things.
यदि तपाईले बाहिरी कुराहरुलाई हेर्नु हुन्छ भने त्यसले चाहिँ जसरी एकजना मान्छेलाई कैदमा लान्छ त्यसरी नै यसले तपाईलाई पनि कैदमा लान सक्छ.
You can be disqualified if you're looking to everything but Christ.
तपाईले त्यो कुराहरुमा हेर्नु भयो भने ख्रीष्ट भन्दा बाहिरको कुरा हेर्नु भने यसले तपाईलाई अयोग्य तुल्याउँछ.
And anyway, there's no spiritual benefit from these things. Everything we need is found in Christ. So Paul says, don't be taken captive by empty philosophy. So that's the problem in the Colossian church. Now Paul gives us the prescription, the cure.
In verses 9 to 15.
So verse 9 tells us that in Christ is the fullness of deity. That is, in Jesus we see God Himself in the flesh. Jesus is the exact image of God. He is the full expression of God. So if we want to be near to God, we don't need to look to spiritual practices like legalism or asceticism. We look to Christ, the one who rules over all things. Notice in verse 10 it says, He is the head and rule of all authority. So Jesus rules over everything. He has all power and authority. And we as believers have been filled with Him. There's no need to look elsewhere. Now, in the rest of the passage, verses 11 to 15, Paul is going to give us three images, three pictures for what Christ has accomplished. The first one is circumcision. The second one is a courtroom picture. And finally, a picture of combat or conflict. So, circumcision, a courtroom, and conflict. Let's look at verses 11 to 13. Paul tells us that we were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. He tells us that our body of flesh, our old sinful nature, was cut off. So Paul makes this play on words. Paul is addressing this false Jewish teaching. Again, remember the teachers were saying things like, if you keep the Sabbath, if you're circumcised, you'll be more spiritual. But Paul is saying that when Christ was crucified, our sin was cut away from us. It was circumcised.
तर यहाँ पावले जो भन्दै हुन्छ जब हामी क्रिस्टमा हुन्छौँ क्रिस्टले नै हाम्रा सबै अपराधहरू चाहिँ उहाँले मेटाइदिनु भएको छ.
You know, in the Old Testament, the Jews had to get circumcised to show they belonged to God.
र तपाईलाई यो याद छ कि पुरानो नियममा यहुदीहरूले चाहिँ उनीहरूले खतना गर्नुपर्ने थियो कि उनीहरू चाहिँ परमेश्वरको घरानाको हुन् भनेर देखाउनको निम्ति.
And that was just one piece of skin, one piece of flesh that was meant to be a picture.
र यो चाहिँ एउटा अंगको केही भाग मात्रै हो.
God makes it clear through the Old Testament that what we really needed was a circumcised heart.
र परमेश्वरले चाहिँ यो पुरानो करारबाट नै देखाउनुहुन्छ कि खतना चाहिँ हृदयको हुनुपर्छ भन्ने कुरा देखाउँदै हुनुहुन्छ.
That the sin in our hearts needed to be cut off and removed so we could be near to God.
र यो चाहिँ हाम्रो हृदयका भागलाई काटेर हृदयलाई फाल्नु पर्नेछ कि परमेश्वरको नजिकमा जानको निम्ति.
And so Paul is saying that's what happened at the cross.
र त्यही चाहिँ पावलले भन्नुहुन्छ क्रूसमा त्यही भयो.
When Christ was cut off, our old sinful self was also
जब,
cut off.
जब क्रिस क्रूसमा टाँगिनु भयो त्यही समय हाम्रा पुराना स्वभाव पापमय स्वभावहरू पनि त्यही क्रूसमा टाँगियो.
And in verse 12 Paul goes on to explain not only was our sinful nature cut off but we were buried with Christ in baptism.
पद 12 मा पावलले भन्नुहुन्छ कि हाम्रो पापमय स्वभाव मात्रै क्रिसको क्रूसमा गएन तर यहाँ उहाँले भन्छ हामी क्रिसको मृत्युमा बप्तिस्मा द्वारा पनि एक भएका छौँ.
Through our union with Jesus, our old self was put to death and we were buried with him.
र क्रिसको क्रूसको मृत्यु र पुनरुत्थानसँगै हामी पनि उहाँसँगै जोडिएका छौँ.
We died, we were buried, but then look what he says, we were also raised up with him.
र यहाँ उहाँले भन्छ कि हामी क्रिससँगै क्रुसमा टाँगिएनौँ हामी गाडिएनौँ पुनरुत्थान भएर उहाँसँगै फेरि हामी जीवित भई उठेका पनि छौँ.
That means that even as we sang this morning, our old self, our old life, it's been cut off, it's been done away with.
र अहिले यो बिहानीमा चाहिँ हामी हेर्दैछौँ कि हाम्रा पुराना स्वभावहरू क्रिससँगै टाँगिएका छन्.
So if we want power over our sinful nature.
यसको मतलब भने कि हामी अब आत्मिकी हाम्रो पापमय स्वभावको निम्ति आत्मिकी हामी त्यो शक्तिहरू चाहिँदैन भन्ने कुरा हामी गरिरहेका छैनौ.
It doesn't come from doing external things, from doing outside behavior.
यसको लाइन कि बाहिरी कुराहरुको विषयमा होइन.
We have that power because with Christ we've died. We've been raised to newness of life.
अब त्यो कुराहरू होइन हामी किनभने क्रिस्टमा हामी मरेका छौँ हामी जीवित उठाएका छौँ र क्रिस्टसँगै हामी हाम्रो ती शक्तिहरू छन् क्रिस्टमा हाम्रो ती शक्ति छ.
If Christ is the fullness of deity and we are united to him,
यदि क्रिस्ट नै पूर्ण रूपमा ईश्वरत्व हुनुहुन्छ र हामी उहाँमा एक भएका छौँ भने
then we have everything we need for spiritual growth and godliness.
र क्रिस्टमा नै हामीसँग सबै कुरा छन् कि हामी आत्मिक रूपमा वृद्धि हुनको निम्ति ईश्वरत्वमा वृद्धि हुनको निम्ति हामीलाई चाहिने सबै कुरा क्रिस्टमा छ.
The second picture Paul gives here is that of a courtroom.
र यहाँ पावलले दोस्रो चित्रण गर्नुहुन्छ एउटा न्यायालयको.
In verses 13 to 14.
र जुन चाहिँ 13 र 14 पदमा
Paul says that we were dead in our trespasses and our uncircumcised flesh.
र यहाँ पावलले भन्छ हामी आफ्ना अपराध र शरीर अनुसार बेखतनामा मरेका थियौँ.
And so God forgave us our trespasses.
तर परमेश्वरले हाम्रा सबै अपराध क्षमा गरिदिनु भएको छ.
And in verse 14 we see he did this by canceling the record of debt that stood against us.
र पद 14 ले उहाँले कसरी गर्नुभयो भन्ने कुरा बताउनुहुन्छ र हाम्रो विरुद्धमा रहेको तमसुक र त्यसका सबै कानूनी दाबीहरूलाई क्रूसमा किला ठोकी रद्द गरिदिनु भयो.
Now this picture of a record of debt is like an IOU. Does that make sense? It's like I owe Hanok some money. He lent me some money and I owe him. I'm indebted to him.
यो यहाँ चाहिँ हामी हेर्छौँ भने के कुरा छ भन्दाखेरि हाम्रो हामीले तिर्नुपर्ने मूल्य क्रिस्टले यहाँ पूर्ण रूपमा तिरिदिनु भयो भन्ने कुरा हामी देख्छौँ.
Because all of us have broken God's law, all of us have violated his commandments, we are guilty and deserve his judgment.
किनकि हामी सबैले परमेश्वरको विरुद्धमा हामीले विद्रोह गरेका छौँ.
And Paul gives this picture, it's like a piece of paper with all of our debt written on it.
र यहाँ पावलले भन्नुहुन्छ कि हामीले परमेश्वरको विरुद्धमा पाप गरेका हामी उहाँको न्याय मुनि भएको कारण हाम्रा सबै तमसुक त्यहाँ लेखिएको छ.
And what we owe for that debt, what we must pay is death.
र त्यो तमसुकमा के लेखेको छ भन्दाखेरि हामीले के पाउनु पर्ने भन्दाखेरि हामी के को भागी थियौँ भन्दाखेरि त्यो चाहिँ हामी मृत्युको पापको झेला मृत्यु भयो.
And Paul says that Christ took that record and it was nailed to the cross when Jesus died for us.
र पावलले यहाँ भन्छ कि ख्रीष्टले त्यही तमसुक लिनुभयो र क्रुसमा त्यसलाई टाँगेर रद्द गरिदिनुभयो.
When the Romans crucified people on the cross,
जब रोमनहरूले रोमीहरूले मानिसलाई क्रुसमा टाँग्थे,
they would write their charges above their head.
र उनीहरूले किन टाक्थे भन्ने कुराको विस्तृत रूपमा उनीहरूले त्यहाँ लेखिदिन्थे.
And that's what Paul is talking about. All the charges that you and I have had and owed were taken and they were nailed to the cross.
र यहाँ पावलले त्यही कुरा गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ. तपाईँ र मैले पाउनु पर्ने दण्डको विषयमा त्यहाँ लेखिएको छ. त्यसकारण त्यहाँ अब क्रुसमा ठोक्नु भयो.
And so because our debt has been paid, we are forgiven.
किनकि हामीले पाउनु पर्ने दण्ड ख्रीष्टले पाउनु भयो त्यसकारण अब हामी ख्रीष्टमा जीवित भएका छौँ.
There is no longer any guilt, there is no condemnation for us in Christ.
अब हामी ख्रीष्टमा भएकाहरु निम्ति कुनै दोष छैन, कुनै दण्ड छैन.
So adding anything, adding our own works, adding our own festivals, adding our own legal commands adds nothing to our salvation.
र यसमा हामीले हाम्रो काम असल प्रभावहरू हरेक कुरा यसमा जोड्दाखेरि हाम्रो मुक्तिसँग यसको कुनै पनि अब सरोकार छैन. यसले केही पनि काम गर्दैन.
When Jesus hung on the cross, he said, "It is finished. It is paid in full."
र जब ख्रीष्ट क्रुसमा टाँग्नुभयो उहाँले भन्नुभयो अब सिद्धि हो.
So our record of debt is paid and the power of sin is broken.
र हाम्रो पापको झेला त्यहाँ तिरियो र पापको दासत्व त्यहाँ तोडियो.
But that's not all that Paul says happened at the cross.
र पावलले अब त्यति मात्रै भयो क्रुसमा भनेर यहाँ भन्दैनन्.
He says we've gained power over sin through our union with Christ. We gained power over our sin through union with Christ.
हामीले अब ख्रीष्टसँग एकताको भए कारण अब हामी ती शक्तिहरू छ.
Well, we've been set free from condemnation through Christ's death.
ख्रीष्टको मृत्युद्वारा हामीहरूलाई अब स्वतन्त्रता तुलाइएको छ.
And in verse 15, he says, Jesus has triumphed over all the powers of darkness.
र यहाँ पद हामीले 15 भन्छौँ नि अब ख्रीष्टले सबै कुराहरूमाथि क्रुसद्वारा उहाँले विजय प्राप्त गर्नुभएको छ.
So Paul gives this picture of a cosmic conflict in verse 15.
र यो पद 15 मा चाहिँ एउटा कस्मिक
or just conflict.
यहाँ एउटा यो विवादको जस्तो एउटा लडाईको विषयमा यहाँ बताउँदै हुनुहुन्छ.
So Paul says that he when Christ was crucified, he disarmed the powers. He undid their power.
यहाँ देख्छौँ जब ख्रीष्टले क्रुसमा ढाकिनु त्यो समयमा सबै ती
or the rulers and authorities.
सबै शक्तिहरूको हतियारहरू चाहिँ खोज्नुभयो.
So these rulers and authorities, remember, they're the ones that are behind this false teaching.
र ती शक्तिहरू चाहिँ ती सबै झुटा शिक्षाहरूको पछि थिए.
They're the ones that want to deceive us and lead us captive away from Christ.
त्यस कारण ती शिक्षाहरूले चाहिँ ख्रीष्टबाट अलग गराएर ती खोक्रा कुराहरूको दासत्वमा लानको निम्ति त्यसले शक्ति प्रदान गर्थ्यो.
They're the ones that would say, "Yes, Jesus is good, but you also need something else."
त्यस कारण चाहिँ येशू असल हुनुहुन्छ तर त्यसमा पनि तिमीले अझै अरु केही कुरा गर्नुपर्छ.
But Paul is saying that Christ triumphed, he gained victory over them at the cross.
र यहाँ पावलले भन्नुहुन्छ कि त्यो होइन ख्रीष्टले सबै कुरामाथि विजय प्राप्त गर्नुभएको छ.
And the picture here is of a Roman general.
र यहाँ चाहिँ एउटा तस्बिर चाहिँ एउटा साधारण रूपमा भन्दाखेरि रोमीको तस्बिर यहाँ गर्नुभएको छ.
When the Romans would come into a city and they would conquer somebody.
र जब त्यो समयमा रोमीहरू कुनै एउटा सहरमा आएर त्यसलाई उनीहरूले परास्त गर्थे.
They would parade them through the streets for everyone to see. They would lead them through the streets.
र उनीहरूले चाहिँ त्यहाँबाट अब एउटा मूल बाटो भएर लान्थे ताकि अरूहरूले देखुन भनेर.
They would lead all the soldiers through so that everyone could see that they've been taken prisoner, they've been defeated.
र किनकि उनीहरू चाहिँ हाम्रो दासत्वमा छन् भनेर उनीहरूले सबैको सामु देख्नको निम्ति उनीहरूले सबैको सामु लान्थे.
And the whole city, the whole country would be celebrating, cheering at the victory of the general. रोमहरुको जीतमा अनि सारा देशले रमाइरहेका थिए. And that's what Paul says that Jesus did over all the spiritual authorities.
यहाँ पावलले त्यही भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ कि ख्रीष्ट येशूले सबै शक्तिहरूमाथि उहाँले विजय गर्नुभएको छ.
He disarmed, he removed any amount of power they would have over our lives.
ती दुष्टहरूमा भएका सबै शक्तिहरू चाहिँ ख्रीष्टले हटाइदिनु भएको छ.
So we don't overcome spiritual forces or spiritual power by looking to visions or praying to angels.
हामीले कुनै पनि ती दुष्टहरूको बाधाहरू अरू हाम्रो शक्ति हाम्रो आफ्नै दर्शनहरूलाई हामी हेरेर त्यसमाथि विजय गर्न सक्दैनौँ.
We don't turn back to Hindu or Buddhist practices when we're trying to get power over spiritual enemies.
ती हाम्रो आत्मिकी शत्रुहरूलाई विजय गर्नको निम्ति हामी हाम्रो पुरानो ब्याकग्राउन्डतिर पृष्ठभूमितिर हामी फर्किँदैनौँ.
We already have victory over all spiritual powers because of Christ at the cross.
तर यी सबै कुराहरूमाथि हामीले विजय प्राप्त गरेका छौँ किनकि हामी ख्रीष्टमा छौँ. ख्रीष्टद्वारा ती सबै कुरा हामीले विजय गरेका छौँ.
So this is the picture Paul gives to the Colossian church.
र कलसीमा भएको मण्डलीलाई पावलले यो तस्बिर दिनुहुन्छ.
He shows the sufficiency of the cross of Christ.
र उहाँले यहाँ देखाउनुहुन्छ कि क्रुसमा टाँगिएको ख्रीष्टको पर्याप्तता यहाँ देखाउनुहुन्छ.
Yes, we need spiritual power.
हो हामीलाई आत्मिक शक्ति चाहिन्छ.
Yes, we need victory over evil forces that seek to deceive and lead us astray.
हामीलाई जुन ख्रीष्टबाट टाढा लाने कुराहरू ती झुटा शिक्षाहरूमाथि हामीले विजय गर्नको निम्ति हामीलाई ख्रीष्टको सहायता चाहिन्छ.
Yes, we need forgiveness for our guilt of sin and breaking God's law.
हो हामीलाई हाम्रो पापको क्षमाको निम्ति हामीलाई सहायता चाहिन्छ.
But it's all found in Christ.
तर यी सबै कुराको निम्ति हामी ख्रीष्टमा पाउँछौँ.
We are free from the power of sin, from the penalty of sin, and from any spiritual forces.
हामी जुन आत्मिकी हाम्रा ती शत्रुहरूदेखि हामी स्वतन्त्र भएका छौँ, विजय भएका छौँ, पापबाट मुक्त हामी भएका छौँ ख्रीष्टद्वारा.
Christ's death is our death. His life is our life. His victory is our victory.
ख्रीष्टको मृत्यु अब हाम्रो मृत्यु भएको छ र उहाँको विजय हाम्रो विजय भएको छ.
And we have everything we need in him.
हामीलाई चाहिने हरेक कुरा चाहिँ हामीलाई ख्रीष्ट हो.
So maybe you're here this morning and you're not a Christian.
सायद तपाईँ यहाँ आज बिहान हुनुहुन्छ जो ख्रीष्टमा हुनुहुन्न.
And maybe you've been looking to many things other than Christ for salvation.
सायद तपाईँले मुक्तिको निम्ति ख्रीष्टलाई भन्दा अरू कुराहरूलाई हेरिराख्नु भएको छ.
Maybe you've been trying to be more spiritual and do more things.
सायद तपाईँ अत्यन्तै आत्मिकी हुन खोजिरहनु भएको छ र तपाईँले अरू कामहरू गरिरहनु भएको छ.
Maybe that's even why you're here this morning.
सायद त्यसकारण तपाईँ यहाँ सायद यस हलमा हुनुहुन्छ.
What God wants you to know is that you need Christ.
र परमेश्वरले तपाईँबाट यो चाहनु भनेको चाहिँ तपाईँलाई चाहिने भनेको चाहिँ ख्रीष्ट हो.
You need to understand what God has done for you through Jesus' death and his burial and resurrection.
र परमेश्वरले ख्रीष्टमा के गर्नुभयो भन्ने कुरा तपाईँले जान्नुपर्छ कि उहाँले आफ्नै पुत्र ख्रीष्टलाई उहाँको मृत्यु उहाँको सिहान र पुनरुत्थान.
His death has paid for your sin in full.
उहाँको मृत्युले तपाईँको पापको सबै मोल तिरिदिनु भएको छ.
His death is able to give you victory and power over spiritual forces in your life.
उहाँको मृत्युले नै सबै संसारिक हाम्रो आत्मिक शत्रुहरूबाट विजय दिनको निम्ति ख्रीष्ट नै पर्याप्त हुनुहुन्छ.
Would you turn to Christ this morning and put your faith in him?
के तपाईँ ख्रीष्टमा फर्किनुहुन्छ र तपाईँको विश्वास उहाँमा विश्वास गर्नुहुन्छ?
Would you turn from looking to these other exterior outside things and believe that Jesus has paid for your sin in full?
के तपाईँले बाहिरी कुराहरूलाई हेरिराख्नु भएको कुराबाट फर्केर ख्रीष्टले गर्नुभएको कुरामाथि विश्वास गर्नुहुन्छ?
In him there is forgiveness and power and life more than you will ever need.
उहाँमा मात्रै पापको क्षमा जीवन And
for those of us who are believers this morning, may we be reminded of what we have in Christ. Maybe you're facing a situation or a problem in your life that's very challenging.
And
you've been tempted to look outside of Christ, look back to other things, or to try to find something to help you.
त्यस परिस्थितिको कारण तपाईले सायद क्रिस भन्दा बाहिरको कुराहरुलाई हेर्ने परीक्षामा पर्नु भएको होला ताकि ती कुराहरुबाट समाधान पाउनको निम्ति
Here the teaching and the warning of the apostle Paul this morning.
यहाँ पौलले हामीलाई यहाँ यो चुनौती यो शिक्षाबाट यो दिनुहुन्छ.
Don't be taken captive but hold fast to Christ by faith.
र ती बाहिरी खोक्रो कुराहरुको दासत्वमा नपर्नुस् र विश्वासद्वारा क्रिसलाई पक्रि राख्नुस्.
In Christ, we have everything we need.
Let's
pray.